We're going to read from Psalm 42, which, if you've got the Bibles in the church, is on page 563. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me continually, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Meza. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me continually, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
Good evening, everyone. Do keep Psalm 42 open. Jane, thank you for reading it for us. And as we come to look at this psalm together, let's start with a prayer. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits at the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Awesome Heavenly Father, please help us to delight in your word now, to meditate on it together. Please fix our hearts on King Jesus. Amen. What are the things that we look forward to? Dinner with friends, holidays, exams being finished at some point, the leftover apple crumble that waits for you when you get home. What about the things that you look forward to because life hasn't gone well? Maybe slightly harder times have hit and you simply long for things to get fixed. Concerns over a loved one, fear about finances, your own health, a relationship that's gone wrong somewhere along the lines. As we return back to the Psalms for the majority of this term, over the next two Sundays, we're going to be looking at Psalm 42 and 43, which together are one song. And there are 150 psalms in the Bible, 150 songs on the album, as it were. If you're as old as I'm now feeling, then if an album was too big, you get it on multiple tapes. Yeah, it's good. Some of you are nodding. Good. Okay. And it, within that, in Psalms, 150 psalms, sorry, each one tape comes with its own flavor, its own theme. And so in tape number one, we hear songs of the happy, blessed life for those who follow God's righteous and happy King. And as Tom's already pointed out, above Psalm 42, it says book two. Psalm 42 is the start of tape number two, as it were. And the music, the flavor of book two, is that life can be rubbish. With so many depressing and distressing stories that we hear about all of the time, and maybe you're here this evening feeling like life is going like that. Life is just feeling pretty hard. And those of us who wish we could go back and try that thing again, maybe you're thinking, life hasn't gone the way that I wanted it to go. Maybe you're feeling like the person who wrote this psalm. Life is distressing. everything is feeling overwhelming, and that God feels distant. Well, wonderfully, the person who wrote Psalm 42 and 43 reminds himself that he has the answer. Yes, life can be rubbish. But for the believer, they can put their hope in God. They can long for him because he is the answer. And so this evening, we're going to cover Psalm 42, which is two-thirds of the song. And then next week, we'll see the outro to the song in Psalm 43. And as we look at Psalm 42, verses 1 to 5, we see that we can hope in God when life is pants. Hope in God when life feels pants. Verse 1, follow along in your Bibles with me. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? This song starts with this image of a deer panting for water, and it's a desperate picture. The animal's favourite watering hole has dried up. All the surrounding streams are empty. And the deer's tongue is not just dry. This is an urgent situation. It is a matter of life and death. And so it is the psalmist who is saying that he is drying up, not without water, but without his God, verse 1. Verse 2, his soul thirsts for God, the living God. The thing that the psalmist is most looking forward to is being with his God again. When will I feel close to God Almighty? This morning's church gathering, we open with the song, Sometimes Good Things Happen. God is there. Sometimes bad things happen. God is there too, good or bad, happy or sad. I know that God is there. And here we have a man that really doesn't know if that's true or not. He says, I don't feel close to God. It doesn't feel like he's there on the good or the bad. And I long to be there. And we're told a little bit more about this psalmist at the top of the psalm to the choir master, a maskil of the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah were a Levitical family who served as musicians and gatekeepers at the tabernacle and then at the temple in the Old Testament. And yet this son of Korah, as he writes this psalm, he isn't at the temple. He is far, far away. And as the deer pants for water, well, the only water that the psalmist knows are his own tears, verse 3. My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Instead of eating, the psalmist weeps. He can't think, he can't feel of anything else. When you wish that you could go change that something, but you're powerless to do so. We've all felt like that. And the psalmist's life is dire. He's taunted, he's laughed at, for his faith in God. Where is your God, they say. And yet, in the depth of his emotion, he's not one who's going to pack it all in. He's not going to give up on his faith. He's not going to join in with the taunting. And neither does he seek comfort from another, because he longs to be satisfied by the only one that can. And he does this because he remembers the good old days, verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with a throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. For whatever reason, this musical temple leader was far away from his God, far away from God's house, the temple, and he's nowhere near these festivities. But he used to be there. These things I remember. How he used to go up to the house of God at the temple in Jerusalem, where the people of God would gather together with shouts of joy and praise, and he'd be among that festive crowd leading it. He remembers the sights and the smells of the temple as the Old Testament people of God met at the Old Testament place of God, to praise the one true God with great joy, because they had faith in the one true God who saves. And yet the psalmist is far from there, and he longs to be back with his God. The Welsh have a great word for this deep feeling of longing to be home. I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but that's fine. The word is hirwaith, and as one Welshman wrote, hirwaith is an awful thing, the feeling of loneliness, of being destitute and unhappy. And Psalm 42 and 43 is hirwaith. He's away from his God, away from the temple, and life is awful. And so this son of Korah, this psalmist, he knows he has the answer, verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. See, in this song, we have this repeated refrain. It comes in verse 5, obviously, and then comes back in verse 11, and then comes at the end of verse 43. And with his downcast, depressed soul, this son of Korah shows us that believers, yes, we will go through really upsetting and tough times. It may feel like life has gone terrible and that God feels very distant, and yet the believer knows the answer. See, whatever is going on in life, whatever someone is feeling, the psalmist, he tells himself the answer, verse 5. Hope in God, for I shall praise him again, my salvation and my God. In all that pain, he speaks gospel truth to himself, even though he doesn't feel like it. Somewhere down the line, he will praise God again to help him cope in the lowest point of his life. He looks back to one of the highest points in verse 4, and then he calls his depressed soul to remember the promises of God. For those who hope, they will praise, because God is his salvation. During one of the early COVID lockdowns, Psalm 42 was a great encouragement to the youth groups as we met online together, because the psalmist is reminding us that the ultimate longing and hope was not found in a jab, and it wasn't found in a return to normal. In the darkest of days, the psalmist is reminding God's people to put your hope in God, the living God. And Psalm 42, I hope, is still a great encouragement to us. In this world, there will be difficult days. Some will have tears day and night. Some will spend time being taunted. Some will suffer agonizing pain. And yet those who hope in God, trusting in his salvation that is found ultimately in his King, the Lord Jesus. See, because of that, the believer can look forward to that ultimate goal where God's people will praise in God's place, where thirst will be quenched, where pain will be removed. One day, God's saved people will gather to celebrate victorious because their hope was in God, our Saviour. One day, the psalmist says, that is going to happen. That's why it's so important for God's people to read God's word every day. As the deer in verse 1 hunts for that life-giving water, we remind ourselves daily of our life-giving God, spending time in his word, refreshing ourselves in it, reminding ourselves to put our hope in God. And that will prompt us to praise. It will prompt us to fix our eyes on his salvation. Whether tomorrow is a good day or a really bad day, if it's a good week, bad week, an in season or a terrible season, believers are not to rely just on their feelings. We have to make the clear choice to put our hope in God. For I shall praise him, my salvation and my God. But for the psalmist, life remained pants because God felt distant, verses 6 to 11. Verses 6 to 11, hope in God when you think he isn't there? I follow along from verse 6. And my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and Hermon and Mount Mizar. Even with his fond memories of those temple festivals, and even with his call to hope in God, he's still in his sunken state. Life can be like this for believers. Just because you know the one true God, just because you know the joy of his salvation, it doesn't mean that life now is going to be cushy. It hadn't changed his physical location. It hadn't changed his emotional low. He's still nowhere near God's city. He's still far off. Jordan and Hermon and Mount Mizar are outside the usual boundaries of Israel. And so he is far off, and God now feels far off. And his depressed state made him feel like he'd been dropped into a vast ocean, verse 7. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. See, in his mind, he can remember the sound of that crowd in the temple, and yet in his soul, all he hears is overwhelming waters. Waterfalls and waves sweeping over him. He feels like he's drowning. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. It's literally heaps of waves are on me. Life was so rubbish. There was no end in sight. It was wave after wave after wave. It is rolling waves in a fathomless sea. And they are dragging him under and swallowing him up. And yet he knows the answer. It is found in the loving kindness of the Lord God, verse 8. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. We're told that the psalmist has tear, he feels far away, and God feels distant, and yet he knows that he has the steadfast love of the Lord God. You see, at this point in the psalm, he turns to use the covenant name of God, the Lord God, because he is expressing his faithful confidence in God, the Lord, who had made promises to his people that they would always be his people and for him to always be their God. The God who never leaves his people. That is what his steadfast love is. The forever good, the forever kind, and faithful love that the Lord God has for his people. God may not feel close, but he loves his people. And his song is with them throughout the day and in the night. And so the right response to the love of the Lord God, that steadfast love, is to delight and praise the Lord God. Christians don't just sing when we're happy. Christians sing in all sorts of moods, and it's a great habit to learn, to listen and sing good songs that help remind us daily of who the Lord God is and how he loves his people, to help us respond to the hope that we have in Jesus. And if we do that in the good days, it will help us to sing in the bad days. See, verse 8 is a great comfort for God's people to know we have the Lord's unchanging, never-stopping love, even if he doesn't feel like he's there. What a comfort that is to know. And to know that in the pain and angst of life, when God feels distant, he is the one that we can know loves us. And he's the one that we can turn to in prayer. See, the Lord isn't deaf to the cry and prayers of his people. And verse 9 tells us the psalmist's prayer to God. Verse 9, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. Similar to the words of God's king in Psalm 22, the son of Korah says, why have you forgotten me? Lord, where are you? I feel far from you. and it feels like you've just completely forgotten me. And his enemies continue to taunt him, verse 10, as with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? See, each insult feels like they're crushing his bones. The continued taunts of verse 3 of, where is your God? You say he's all good. You say he's all knowing. You say that he's always with his people. But look at you. And yet, despite the insults, despite the circumstances of his life, a darkness that doesn't seem to be lifting, he continues to long for his God. And ultimately, the answer to his darkness and to his distance is not going to come until Psalm 43. If you're wanting the answer, you're going to have to come back next week to see how the Lord will bring him out of that darkness and lead him back into his light and into his dwelling place. But whilst we wait, listen to the psalmist again as he repeats the refrain of verse 5. In verse 11, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Life can be pants, God can feel far away, but remember who God is. He is God, and he is my God. The believer reminds themselves that we hope in the one true God, who is a loving Saviour, who himself knows and understands the pain, the taunts, the feeling of abandonment. In Matthew chapter 26, as Jesus faced the terrifying waters of the cross, as his enemies taunted him, where is your God? He felt deeply downcast. His soul thirsting as he felt alone. And it is in that salvation, as Jesus went to the cross, where we see Jesus trusting his Father. And therefore the believer can trust the Lord God too. When life is good and when life is desperate. Whether you feel close to God or you feel like he's far away, put your hope in God. Trust him. Confident that believers will praise him in his eternal place, because Jesus is our Saviour and our God. Verse 11, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Let's pray. Awesome. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that your word speaks to all people in all situations. And we thank you that a relationship with you through the Lord Jesus is the most satisfying thing in the whole universe. Forgive us of when we don't think or feel like this. And we thank you that we can hope in you, our God and our Saviour. Please help us to look forward to the day when God's people will be in God's place, praising your wonderful name forever. In Jesus' name, amen.